make you laugh.
You're hanging out with friends.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to.
Oh, yeah. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
Oh, but the fun to listen to. When your kids' friends have the latest cool toy, they want to hang out at that house, right? That's what happened back in the 80s with video games. My mom would say, do you live over there by Justin's house? Do you live at Kurt's house now? Should I bring your suitcase over? Well, yeah, they got the latest video games, man. I just want to stay here. Well, I think it's maybe turnabout fair play. Because our dog, Gibby, wants to do the same thing. No, not play video games. Although a neighbor doesn't have cool toys, doesn't have video games or anything like that. Doesn't even have another dog. But our dog, Gibby, every time we're out on a walk, I almost steer him away from going north towards this neighbor's house because I know what he wants to do. And I got a picture posted up on our Mix Facebook page. He wants to go inside the house. It looks like he's saying, you know what? I'm tired of living over there. I'm 11. I've had 11 years in that house. I want something new. It's not anything that we've done. It's actually something my neighbor has done. And it's not make food. We were called over by our neighbor, actually, a few weeks ago, because neighbor Monica had a chipmunk in her house. She was freaking out. I saw her standing outside her house. My other neighbor, Greg, is over there. And they've got the side door open, like propped open. And I go, oh, something weird's going on. Whatever. And then all of a sudden, I get a text on my phone. It's from good neighbor Greg. He's like, hey, you always say Gibby likes to chase chipmunks in your yard. Guess what? Monica has one in her house. Somehow it snuck in when she opened her sliding patio door. It was like right in the patio. Kind of got that, like spooked real quick. And then it jumped into the house. And she freaked out. She's like, how am I going to get this thing out? I tried using a broom, called Greg. Greg goes over there. He's like, I can't get this thing out. Now it's in the basement. It ran, looked like it was going to that door. But I don't know. It got scared again and went downstairs in the basement. Can you bring Gibby over and see if he can get this thing? Our dog Gibby has quite a few notches on his belt, if you know what I mean. Getting chipmunks out of our garage, in the backyard all the time. He loves to hunt chipmunks. All right. Bring him over. So, first of all, Gibby is like, okay, this is a new house. I have to kind of slowly walk in. There's new surroundings. I don't know where I am. Let me get my bearings. He's going to go down in the basement. Slowly walking down there. Wants to turn around and go back out. And I'm like, no. Come on. Come on downstairs. So he finally gets downstairs in the basement. And he's got to sniff around. You know, oh, this is somebody's place. Oh, this is somebody new. And we're trying to tell him, no. Gibby. We're looking for the chipmunk in Monica's basement. Let's go. Come on, over here. So I finally moved like a box. And she's got a really nice, neat basement. If they were in my basement, forget it. All my kids' stuff from college and everything and from school. But anyway, Monica has this nice, neat basement. She's got these nice shelves. And sure enough, the thing goes running. Gibby spotted it. And then it's on. Oh, it was on big time. He's all over. He's behind this box. Now he's behind the chair over here. Now he's going to run over here by the laundry. Finally, notice that it's behind the dryer. So I'm like, all right, we're going to let this thing out. I'm going to move this dryer. Gibby's standing there wagging, got his ears up. He's ready to go. He's hunting. He's Mr. Hunting Dog. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this thing. This is my thing. This is my job. Well, I pulled the dryer out. Gibby goes back there, but this thing kind of ran right underneath his legs. By the time Gibby backed up to try and get this chipmunk, it ran up the stairs, out of the basement, upstairs, and made it out in no problems happened. Yes, the chipmunk went to live with the other chipmunk families. Good job. Good job, chipmunk, for getting out of there. But here's the thing. Now that that chipmunk was in Monica's basement, Gibby thinks it's in there again. So anytime we walk past this house, forget it. Can't walk past Monica's house. Can't go up. Don't go up to the north of the block, because he's just going to walk right up to her house, stand by the door, and wait for her to let him in. I'm like, dude, there is no more chipmunks in there. But he's got this in his head. Like, I know that there might be a chipmunk in there. You had me hunting. I didn't get it, and I really want a second chance at this. So that's the whole thing. That's why he wants to go and live in Monica's house. He's always visiting. He's like, I'm going to go up here. I'm just going to double check, make sure. I got to pull him away. Go, no, come on, it's gone. He goes in her backyard because she doesn't have a fence around the side. I'm like, get out of there. What are you doing? Let's go. We're going for a walk over here. He's obsessed with trying to get this chipmunk, even though the chipmunk is like long gone. But this has been a couple weeks. He's got a mind of an elephant. Like, I remember there was a chipmunk here. Let me go. I want to go around to the hot tub. It might be under the hot tub that she has in the back. Nope, we're not doing that either, Gibby. He's just obsessed and wants to move in with her now just to make sure that it's chipmunk free. So, for you listening, my dog likes to chase chipmunks. If you have a chipmunk in the garage or in your house, I'll bring him over. A small fee. No, actually, he would love to hunt those chipmunks. So hit me up on the Mix Facebook page or text us at 414-432-1099. My dog is for hire. He might even want to move in with you.